Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Hello there, and welcome to Volume 71 of Radio Free Bongo. I am your host, Bongo Johnny, and in this episode, we're going to pick up on a theme that we had a few podcasts ago when we went through the Tales of the Rails. So we're going to give you some more Tales of the Rails, continuing America's fascination with railroads and trains. So you better get down and buy your ticket, because this ain't no love train. Board!
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamble all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Thank you.
can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If that train runs right, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Walking down that track, I got tears in my eyes, trying to read the letter from my home. If that train runs right, I'll see my woman Saturday night. I'm 900 miles from my home, and I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Well, the Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. There's a big toll gate down there, and you know, if you got certain things on board when you go through the toll gate, well, you don't have to pay the man no toll. Well, a train driver, he pulled up to the toll gate, and the man hollered and asked him what all he had on board, and he said, I got livestock, I got livestock, I got cows, I got pigs, I got sheep, I got mules, I got all livestock. Well, they said, you all right, boy, you don't have to pay no toll, you can just go right on through. So he went on through the toll gate, and as he went through, he started picking up a little bit of speed, picking up a little bit of steam. He got on through, he turned, looked back to man, he said, well, I fooled you, I fooled you, I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. Oh, cloudy in the west and it looked like rain. Round the curve come a passenger train. Northbound train on the southbound track. She's all right, I'll leaving, but he won't be back. Well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, the engineer said before he died there were two more drinks that he'd like to try. Conductor said, what could they be? A hot cup of coffee and a cold glass of tea. Well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
Song about a train. It's called the Panama Limited. The Panama Limited, she's a train, runs from Washington, D.C. down on to New Orleans. That train, she's a special streamline, you know, and she's fast. That train's so fast, the hobos don't mess with that train. They just stand by the track with their hat in their hand. I had a girl, she was leaving one morning on that train. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, hey, and I hate to go. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you. We were walking on down Union Depot. Way off in the distance, she heard a train whistle blow, and she asked me, was that the Panama Limo? I said, no, babe, that's a local freight. She said, how can you tell? I said, well, they blow a little bit different. Local freight, she blows like this. My limit, she blows a little bit more lonesome. Blows a little bit like this. She said, what time is train time? I said, I don't know anything about train time, babe. I'm just hanging around trying to make a few dimes. She got up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, it's all right the way you turn me down. Hey, Mama ain't got a dime. Went running on ahead down Union Depot, and I went running after to beg forgiveness for the words I'd said. I got down the bottom of Union Depot steps, I looked up ahead, and there she was all the way up on top of the steps, and I called her name. When she heard me call her name, she turned back, and she called back to me over her left shoulder. She said, too late, too late, too late, too late. Hey, I'm gonna leave you now. Just then you hear the Panama Limited blowing 36 miles out of Memphis, Tennessee. Running up the depot agent, she asked him what time train time was. He said, you go lean your head down on the track, babe, and when you hear the rail popping, you know train time won't be long. She went over and she leaned her head down against this cold steel rail, and she could hear the Panama Limited coming in. Singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I hate to leave my home. Hey, and I believe I'll lose my mind. I went over to her, you know, and put my arms around her. Stood there for a while, and pretty soon the Panama Limited, she's out on the edge of town. All the way in Union Depot, you can hear when the engineer's coming down on a crossing. He cuts down on the air brakes, it sounds like this. Thank you. My gal, she's up singing and crying. She said, Daddy, I may never see your face no more. Hey, Mama ain't got a home. Soon out of Panama Limb, she's coming on in the station. Engineer, he's bringing her in fast, but he's slowing down. He's sitting way up high there in peak seat. He keeps pulling on the bell rope. The bell keeps on toning. Sound like this.
Engineer Casey Jones was the roller's name. On a 6'8" wheeler, boys, he rode to fame. Caller called Casey about a 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door. He climbed in the cabin with his orders in his hand. Said, this is the trip to the promised land.
Casey Jones
climbed in a cabin.
Casey Jones,
orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
leaning out the window, taking a trip to the promised land. Through South Memphis, yards on the fly. Rain been a-fallin' and the water was high. Everybody knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones.
Well, Jones said, fireman, don't you fret. Sam Webb said, I ain't a giving up yet. We're 8 hours late with the southbound mail. Be on time or we're leaving the rails. Casey Jones climbed in the cabin.
Casey Jones,
orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
leaning out the window, taking a trip to the promised land. Dead on the rail was a passenger train. Blood was a boiling in Casey's brain. Casey said, hey, look out ahead, Sam, jump, Sam, jump. Oh, he did. Well, a hand on a whistle and a hand on a brake. North Mississippi was wide awake. I see railroad officials said, he's a good engineer to be a laying dead.
Casey Jones
climbed in the cabin.
Casey Jones,
orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
leaning out the window, taking a trip to the promised land. Headaches and heartaches and all kind of pain are all a part of a railroad train. Sweat and toil, the good and the grand, are part of the life of a railroad man.
Casey Jones
climbed in the cabin.
Casey Jones,
orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
leaning out the window, taking a trip to the promised land.
Wheel a-rollin' down the track means a true loving dandy ain't coming back. 'Cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free, and I'm moving on. Mr. Fineman, won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I've told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. 'Cause I'm moving on, you done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, you stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on. Thank you.
opened up tonight with the fantastic Glenn Miller Band from 1941 with Chattanooga Choo Choo, featuring Tex Beneke, Paula Kelly, and the Modern Airs on vocals. Funny thing about the Modern Airs is their connection to the comedian Richard Lewis. It so happens that Richard Lewis's parents were members of the Modern Airs, and they did several things with Glenn Miller, including Chattanooga Choo Choo. After that, we heard Woody Guthrie and his 1944 song, Train 45. Rock Island Line was done by Johnny Cash from his debut album of 1957. After that was Tom Rush with the Panama Limited from his 1965 album, simply titled Tom Rush. Then we heard Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs with a great version of the Orange Blossom Special. That was followed by Johnny Cash, returning again to do his 1963 Railroad song, Casey Jones. Hank Snow then gave us I'm Moving On, originally done in 1950. And we ended up with Night Train. This version was by The Ventures from 1960. And since we got a lot of music lined up for you, we're going to keep the talk down to a minimum. So let's get started with set two of More Tales of the Rails, coming at you right now.
In a boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. Freight train whistle taught me how to cry. Humming of the drivers and the lullaby. I got the freight train blues. Oh Lordy, Mama, I got 'em in the bottom of my rambling shoes. And when the whistle blows, I got to go. Baby, don't you know? It looks like I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. Well, my daddy was a farmer and my mama, yeah, she was the only daughter of the engineer. My sweetheart loved a brakeman and it ain't no joke. It's a shame the way she keeps a good man broke. I got the freight train blues. Oh, Lord, mama, got him in the bottom of my rambling shoes. So when the whistle blows, I get to go. Oh, man, but don't you know? Well, it looks like I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. Well, the only thing that makes me laugh again is a southbound whistle on the southbound train. Every place I wanna go, I never can go because, you know, I got the freight train blues. Oh, Lordy, mama, I got him in the bottom of my rambling shoes.
As I stood on the mountain one cold frosty morning, just watching the smoke from below. It was twirling from an old lonesome smokestack way down on the southern road. Willie picked up his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's 097. Gonna put her into Spencer on time. Then he turned and he said to his black greasy fireman, shovel in a little more coal. And when we reach that old white oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. Thank you. mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville, and she's lying on a 3-mile grade. It was on that stretch that he lost his air brakes. You can see what a jump he made. He was coming down that grade making 90 miles an hour when his whistle broke into a scream. And they found him in a wreck with his hand on the throttle. He was scalded to death by the steam. Well, the news it was traveling o'er the telegraph wires. This is what it said. Said that brave engineer from Monroe, Virginia is lying in the graveyard dead. So I'm telling you, my fair ladies, take warning from this time on and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He may leave you to never return.
So fast, freight train, run so fast. Please don't tell what train I'm on. They won't know what route I'm going. When I'm dead and in my grave, no more good times here I crave. Place the stones in my head and feet and tell them all I'm gone to sleep. So I can hear old number 9 as she comes rolling by. Thank you. down at the end of Old Chestnut Street. Place the stones at my head and feet and tell them all I'm gone to sleep.
Sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, letting my ashes float down the Green River, let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble there. behind. And no, that notion just crossed my mind. This old engine makes it on time. Leave Central Station about a quarter to nine. It's Rebel Junction at 17 to at a quarter to ten. You know it's traveling again. Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Switchman sleeping train 102 is on the wrong track and headed for you. Driving that train, pound cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
Running just for day. trains running just for a day. Just for a day.
I do hate to lose.
and that was the Kinks from their 1968 album, The Village Green Preservation Society, with The Last of the Steam-Powered Trains. We opened up our second set with Bob Dylan from his debut album of 1962, simply titled Bob Dylan, with Freight Train Blues. Then it was Wreck of the Old 97. This cover was done by Patrick Sky from his debut album, simply called Patrick Sky, from 1964. Barry Garcia and David Grisman then gave us Freight Train from their 1993 album, Not for Kids Only. That was followed by Mr. Peabody's Coal Train, done by John Prine in 1971, and I believe that was also his debut album. Grateful Dead then followed with their song, Casey Jones, done from the Working Man's Dead album of 1970. Then we had a really rare track. That was the Rolling Stones doing Still a Fool, a.k.a. Two Trains Running, which was written by Muddy Waters and featured Brian Jones, still with a band at that time, playing slide guitar. That was followed by a group called Blackfoot doing Train Train from 1979. And we ended up with the Kinks. And let me remind you guys again that please do check in on radiofreebongo.tripod.com, our homepage. A lot of interesting things you're going to find there, especially our links to Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus and the former Randy Bones Show, now I believe to be called The Show. Those links should still be there. Hopefully in the future they'll remain there. And I'm sure you'll be entertained by what you'll hear. So give it a listen. It's worth your time. And now I see we're getting to the end of the line. Train's pulling into the station. So we're going to leave you with an appropriate last song for tonight. And this one is called End of the Line, done by the Traveling Wilburys, who of course were George Harrison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne, and the late, great Roy Orbison. Take care all. See you next time.
Oh. just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.